Shas Illuminated presents the following shir by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are now Be'ezras Hashem up to the Gemara Nafav. The Gemara Nafav asks the following kashan Abaye. Abaye Shita is that Yadayim She'enon Meichichais is Havin Yadayim. Yadayim She'enon Meichichais are considered Yadayim. The Gemara asks from that we learn Harei Hu Alai. If someone says Harei Hu Alai or Harei Ze Alai, Aser. Mepnei Shehu Yad LeKorban. The Gemara is Medayek Taima Da Amar Alai Hu Da Aser. V'loi Amar Alai Loi. The only reason why he is Aser is only because he said Alai. Had he not said Alai, he would not be Aser. From there we see the Yadayim She'enon Meichichais Loi Havin Yadayim. As long as he did not say Alai, it is considered a Yad She'enon Meichiach. The Gemara goes on to say, Amar lach Abaye, Taima d'amar alai hu da'aser. The reason why, that he is only aser if he said a lie, and had he not said a lie, he would not be aser, is because we say that had he just said arehu, we would explain arehu to mean arehu dehefker, arehu ditzdaka. The Gemara asks, V'hamepnei shu yad korban ketani. Now, to explain the Gemara Shakel V'Tayir, we find the tremendous Machlekes HaRishonim. But before we mention the Machlekes HaRishonim, I would just like to yemakdim with that we mentioned in the previous Shir on Daf Hei, that there are three tzadim how one can understand the Mandamer, the Yad She'enu Meichiach is considered a Yad. The Rosh explains that there is a Mandamer who says a Yad She'enu Meichiach is considered a Yad is only if there is a Mashmos. Is only if there is a mashmos that he means to make a specific neder. If there is no mashmos that he means to make a specific neder, then even according to the Mandamer, the Yad She'enu Meichiach is a Yad, it is not considered a Yad. That is a shita of the Rosh. As we medayik before in the previous year, the mashmos of the Ran and the Rashba is not like the Rosh. The mashmos of the Ran and the Rashba is as long as there is a tzad. That he means to make a specific neder, then it is considered a Yad She'enu Meichiach. And that Mandamer understands that a Yad She'enu Meichiach is considered a Yad of a neder. But one does not need a Mashmos to be considered a Yad She'enu Meichiach. Rambam and Tosfos, on the other hand, go to the other extreme. The Rambam and Tosfos understands that even if the Yad will be Meichiach a different way, we will still apply the halacha that a Yad She'enu Meichiach is considered a Yad. For example, in the case of the Gemara before that one said Mudani Memcha, even though the Rambam and Tosfos understand that Mudani Memcha is a Yad Meichiach, that he is referring to Dibur, and he means to make a neder that he will not speak to the other person, it can still be considered a Yad She'enu Meichiach, that he is referring to an Isser Hana. In other words, not only does one not need a Mashmos, that he means to create an Isra Ana, but even if it is Meichiach a different way, it can still be considered a Yad She'enu Meichiach. In the Ran and the Rashba, on the other hand, one does not see as big of a Chiddush as the Rambam and Tosfos. But all one sees is as Meduyik in the Ran and the Rashba, that as long as there are two Mashmosin, as long as one said something that could be Mashma one of two ways, then we apply the halacha that a Yad She'enu Meichiach is considered a Yad, and he is usher in whatever could possibly be mashma in what he said. But if there is a chacha one way over the other way, then it could be, according to the Ran and the Rashba, that will not be considered a Yad She'enu Meichiach. The Rambam and Tosfos understand that even that can be considered a Yad She'enu Meichiach, which is considered a Yad of a neder. Now getting back to our Gemara, again, our Gemara says that the reason why it is necessary for him to say a lie is because had he just said Arehu, it would not even be considered a Yad She'enu Meichiach, since we would say that Arehu means Arehu Dehefker or Arehu Tzdaka. The Ran and the Rosh both explain that the reason why by saying Arehu would not even be considered a Yad She'enu Meichiach is because we have another Tzad. Maybe Arehu means Arehu Dehefker or Arehu Tzdaka. And since there is another tzad, for that reason, it is not even considered a Yad She'enu Meichiach. The Shita B'Shem the Ritz, on the other hand, explains our Gemara differently. The Shita B'Shem the Ritz explains that we say that by saying Arehu without saying Areh Alai is not considered a Yad She'enu Meichiach is because Arehu is more mashma, hefker or tzedakah, more than korban. And since a Rehu is more mashma, hefker, or tzedakah than korban, for that reason it is not considered a yad she'enay mechiach, that he means to say korban. V'chira, this machlekes harishenim is based on the tzedakah that we mentioned before. If one understands that to be considered a yad she'enay mechiach, one needs a mashmos, for that reason one can explain our Gemara, that by saying Arehu, since there is another tzad, that Arehu could either mean hefker or tzedakah, for that reason it is not considered a yad she'enay mechiach, that he is referring to carbon, since there is no mashmos that he is referring to carbon. On the other hand, if one is to understand that we apply the halacha of yad she'enay mechiach even without a mashmos, then one has to explain, as a shita b'shem the Ritz explains, that there is a chacha and there is a mashmos that he means something else, and he does not mean carbon, and for that reason it is not even considered a yad she'enay mechiach to carbon. But now one has to understand, Bishwama the Rosh is going with Shitasi before in Dafei, that in order to be considered a Yad She'eni Mechiach, one needs a Mashmos. And therefore, since over here there is no Mashmos, that he means carbon, it is not even considered a Yad She'eni Mechiach. But as is Meduyik in the Ran before in Dafei, one does not need a Mashmos in order to be considered a Yad She'eni Mechiach. If so, how does one understand that since there is a tzad that he means hefker, for that reason it is not even considered a yad she'enay mechiach? So clear, to explain the sheet of the Ran, one has to say as follows. That the Ran understands that we say, that even without a mashmos it is considered a yad she'enay mechiach, is only if according to both tzadim he is making a neder. For example, in the case of modrani memcha, either he is making a neder as far as Isra'na, or he is making a neder as far as Dibur. But no matter what, he is making a neder. The only question is, which neder is he making? And therefore, for that reason, the Ran understands that it is considered a Yad She'eina Mechiach. On the other hand, in our Gemara, that when he said Arehu, that there are two ways how to understand Arehu. Either he is making a neder, or he is not making a neder. For that reason, the Ran understands that it is not even considered a Yad She'enay Mechiach. And so too one sees before in the Ran and Avtaharam Beis, that the Ran explains that the Gemara and the Havmin understood that Modrani Memcha was not even considered a Yad She'enay Mechiach. Only Umaskonos HaGemara was the Gemara Mechadesh that Modrani Memcha is considered a Yad She'enay Mechiach. V'chayra, the Gemara Shakavataria is that the Gemara and the Havmin understood that when one says Modani Memcha, there is a tzad that he is not trying to make a neder. There is a tzad that he is not creating a chalais of a neder. And for that reason, even though there is a tzad that he is creating a chalais of a neder, but still it is not even considered a Yad She'enay Mechiach, only on Maskonas HaGemara. That the Gemara says that according to both tzadim, he is creating a chalais of a neder, only then will we consider Modrani Memcha as a Yad She'enay Mechiach. Now let's go back to the Shita of the Rosh. Again, as we mentioned before, the Rosh Shita is that in order to be considered a Yad She'enay Mechiach, one needs a Mashmos. V'chir, one can ask on the Rosh, from that we find in the Rosh later on in Avtesimut Aleph. The Gemara in Avtesimut Aleph brings down the following member of Shmuel, that when someone says, K'nidre Rishoyim Heimenu, then it is considered a Yad of a Shvuah. The Gemara asks, Dilma Himenu da Chilna Kamar. Who said that Himenu means the way Achilna, that he is making a shvuah that he will not eat? Maybe Himenu means that he is making a shvuah that he will eat. Now to explain the Gemara's kash on Shmuel, Dilma Himenu da Chilna Kamar, we find a machlekes between the Ran and the Rosh. The Ran explains the Gemara's kasha that since there are two ways how to explain Himenu, either he means Himenu that I will not eat, or he means Himenu that I will eat, for that reason it should be considered a Yad She'enay Mechiach. And Shmuel Shita is that a Yad She'enay Mechiach is not considered a Yad. So how can Shmuel possibly say that if someone says K'nidre Risham Himenu, it is considered a Yad of a Shvuah? Well, Chayot is a Yad She'enay Mechiach. The Rosh, on the other hand, explains the Gemara differently. The Rosh explains the Gemara's Kasha, that the Gemara is asking, since the mashmos of the Mishnah is mashma that when someone says K'nidre Risham Himenu, he becomes Aser Bachila, the Gemara is asking, who said he meant Aser Achila? Maybe he meant Achilna. Maybe he meant that he is making a shvuah that he will eat. For here one has to understand, according to the Rosh, Since there are two ways how to explain Yemenu, either Yemenu means the way Achilna, or Yemenu means the Achilna, well, chira, there shouldn't be any shvua whatsoever, and even according to the Mandamer that a yad she'enu meichiach is a yad, but since over here there is no mashmos, for that reason, ukuli alma, the shvua should not be a shvua. So how can the Rosh go and explain the Gemara that the shvua is a shvua? The only shaila is what he meant to say when he made the shvua. Well, chira, according to the Rosh, there is no shvua whatsoever, since there is no mashmos one way more than the other. So, to answer the seeming steer in the Rosh, one has to say, as we find in the Sefer Al Yosef, that the Rosh understands that there's a fundamental difference between a neder and a shvua. That the Rosh says that in order to be considered a yad she'ene meichiach, one needs a mashmos, is only by nedarim. By a shvua, there is no such halacha. By a shvua, even without any mashmos, it'll still be considered a yad. And therefore, as far as the Gemara and Daf Tes, that the Gemara and Daf Tes is referring to a shvua, that he said, "Kenidre Yisham Himenu," and our question is, what type of shvua is he making? Is he making a shvua da achilna or the loy achilna? Then it is considered a yad, even though there is no mashmos. The Al Yosef goes on to explain that the difference between neder and shvua is based on that by a neder one is creating an iser chevtza, shvua on the other end is an iser gavra. Since by a neder one is creating an iser chevtza, for that reason we say that if there are two ways how to explain one's neder is not a neder. We do not say since anyways one is making a neder, the only question is what type of neder one is making. Then even though we do not have a mashmos, it should be considered a yad. Since each neder is a completely different chalois. It is not the same neder with just different ramifications. But rather, it is a completely different chalois. If one is making a chalois iser on his guf as far as dibur, or if one is making a chalois iser as far as isuri hana, they are two completely different chaloisim, and for that reason, they are two completely different nedarim. And as long as there is no mashmos which nether he is making, he is not making any nether. And for that reason, it is not even considered a yad she'enei meichiach. On the other hand, shvua, which is a din on the Gavra, that the Gavra is either aser or mechuyev to do certain things, then no matter what, the shvua is a shvua. Whether the shvua is a shvua that he will not eat, or the shvua is a shvua that he will eat, no matter what, the shvua is the same exact shvua. The only shaila is what the ramifications of the shvua are. Since the shvua is no matter what a shvua, for that reason it is considered a yad even without any mashmos. And from the Rosh one sees even a bigger chiddush. From the Rosh one sees that by a shvua, even though there are two ways how to explain his shvua, if he means a shvua da achilna or shvua da loy achilna, it will even be considered a yad hameichiach. Since he is vadei making a shvua, the only question is what type of shvua is he making. For that reason, we will consider the shvua as a yad hameichiach. So again, we have a machlokes between the Ran and the Rosh. The Ran seems to understand that in order to be considered a yad sheni meichiach, one does not need any mashmos. Since no matter what he is making a neder, for that reason we say that even though we do not know which neder he is making, still it is considered a yad sheni meichiach. The Rosh agrees to the Ran by shvua, that by shvua we say that since no matter what he is making a shvua, even though we do not know what type of shvua he is making, still it is considered a yad. That the Rosh argues on the Ran is only by nedarim, since the Rosh understands that by nedarim, each neder is a completely different neder, a completely different chalois. And for that reason we cannot say that since no matter what he is making a neder, for that reason it is considered a yad even without a mashmos. But rather we say that in order to be considered a neder, in order to be considered a yad she'enei meichiach, one needs a mashmos, what type of neder he is making, which chalais is he making with his neder. That is one machlokes between the Ran and the Rosh. The second machlokes between the Ran and the Rosh is in a case where one is vadei making a shvua. And our question is, what type of shvua is he making? Is that considered a yad hameichiach or not? The Ran understands that even where one is vadei making a neder, even where one is vadei making a shvua, Just our question is, what type of shvur or what type of neder one is making? It is called a yad, which is not meichiach. And therefore, according to Shmuel, a yad she'enei meichiach is not a neder. And a yad she'enei meichiach is not a shvur. On the other hand, the Rosh understands that as long as we know that he is vade making a shvur, then there will be no chesaron with that, that the yad is a yad she'enei meichiach. In other words, the Rosh understands that the only chisaron of Yad She'enei Meichiach is only if we do not have a ichacha that he is making a shvua. Only then do we say that Yad She'enei Meichiach is not a Yad. On the other hand, the Ran understands that the chisaron of Yad She'enei Meichiach is even where we know that one is making a neder, even where we know that one is making a shvua, still, as long as we do not know what type of neder or shvua one is making, it is still considered a yad she'enei meichiach. Now let's get back to the shaka v'tayah of our Gemara. Again, the Ran and the Rosh both explained the Gemara shaka v'tayah that our Gemara's havamina was that since harehu could mean hefker or tzedakah, for that reason it is not even considered a yad she'enei meichiach. The Gemara goes on to ask that one cannot explain that Arehu by itself is not even a Yad She'enei Meichiach, since Arehu could mean Hefker or Tzedakah, since it says that it is considered a Yad LeKarbon. Ran explains the Gemara's Kasha as follows, that from that it says Yad LeKarbon, therefore Arehu is considered a Yad. And Arehu is considered a Yad She'enei Meichiach LeKarbon, since the derech of those that are Menadvei Karbon is to say Arehu. For that reason, when one says Harehu, Harehu is mashma that he means to say Harehu Korban. And since when someone says Harehu, there is a mashmos that he means to say Harehu Korban, for that reason it should be considered a yad she'enei meichiach that he means Korban. The Rosh, on the other hand, explains the Gemara's Kasha differently. The Rosh explains the Gemara's Kasha to mean that from that it says that Harehu alai is considered a yad l'korban, from that we see that Arehu itself is considered a Yad LeKarbon. Since all Alai is only a Chacha, but the Yad is the Arehu, from there we see that Arehu is the Yad LeKarbon. And therefore we should apply the Alach of a Yad She'enei Meichiach have a Yad. The Rosh goes on to say that since Arehu is a Yad LeKarbon, that means to say that when someone says Arehu, we know for sure that his mechuvin is Harehu Korban, and his intentions are to say Harehu Korban. And therefore, according to the Mandamar, the Yad She'enei Meichiach Havayad, why is it necessary for him to say Alai? Even without saying Alai, it should be considered a Yad LeKorban. The Ritz, on the other hand, explains our Gemara differently. Again, the Ritz explains that our Gemara to have a mina that Harehu means Hefker or Tzedakah, the Gemara meant to say that Arehu is mashma hefker or tzedakah. And since Arehu is mashma hefker or tzedakah, for that reason it is not even considered a yad she'enei meichiach for korban. On that the Gemara says no, since there still is a tzad of korban, even though it is more mashma hefker or tzedakah, it should still be considered a yad she'enei meichiach for korban. Which is l'chaya how the Rambam and Tosfos explain our Gemara. Again, the Rambam and Tais understand that even if one said a Yad, which is Meichiach a different way, it can still be considered a Yad She'enei Meichiach. The Rambam and Tais are based on our Gemara's Maskona, that even though Harehu is a Yad HaMeichiach for Hefker or Tzedakah, it can still be considered a Yad She'enei Meichiach for Korban. That is Zochaya how one can explain our Gemara according to the Rambam and Tosfos. Another way with which one can explain our Gemara according to the Rambam and Tosfos is based on that we said before, that the Rambam and Tosfos understands that even if one said a Yad Meichiach a different way, still it can be considered a Yad She'enei Meichiach, and therefore even though Mudani Memchaz, Yad Meichiach that he was referring to Dibur, it can still be considered a Yad She'enei Meichiach as far as Isra Anah is concerned, but that is only where one made a Vaday Neder, where according to both Tzadim, what he did was he made a Neder. Then we say that as long as it is still a Yad She'enei Meichiach for Isra Anah, then he will still be Aser Ba'anah. But as far as our Gemara is concerned, that the other Tzad of Arehu, is hefker or tzedakah, which is not a neder, which is not a neder shel karbon. For that reason, we will say that it is not even considered a yad she'enei meichiach v'karbon. That is another way with which one can explain our Gemara according to the Rambam and Tosfos. Now, let's go back to the Shita of the Rosh. Again, the Rosh explains our Gemara Shakal V'Tarya is that our Gemara is being Shakal V'Tari. If Arehu could also mean Hefker, or Arehu for sure means Karban. The Gemara Maskana ends off by saying that Arehu for sure means Karban, and there is no Tzad Hefker. The obvious kasha is, if there is no Tzad Hefker, and Arehu for sure means Karban, why is Arehu only considered a Yad She'ina Mechiach? Let Arehu be considered a Yad which is Mechiach, since there is no other way to explain that he said Arehu, besides for saying that he meant Arehu Karban. So from the Rosh one sees the following Chiddush, that the difference between Yad which is not Mechiach and Yad Mechiach is not a difference as far as our knowledge of the person's intentions who said a Yad of a Neder. As far as our knowledge is concerned, even if the Yad is Yad Sheinu Mechiach, we still have a clear idea that he meant to make a neder. The whole chiluk between a Yad Mechiach and a Yad Sheinu Mechiach is as far as how much is muchach from the lashon that he said. According to Madama, the Yad which is not Mechiach is considered a Yad, even though there is no echacha from the lashon that he said that he means to make a neder, still the Yad of a neder which is not Mechiach is considered a neder. On the other hand, according to Madama, the Yad which is not Mechiach is not considered a Yad. One needs that she muchach from the lashon that he said that he means to make a neder in order for it to be considered a neder. And even though we know that his intentions are to make a neder, but that still is not enough. That the Rosh understands that even though we know what his intentions are, that his intentions are to make a neder, still there is a chsaron of Yad she'enu mechiach, is because a mandomar who understands that a Yad she'enu mechiach is not considered a Yad, is because he understands that in order to be considered a neder, one needs a complete bitois vasayim. One needs a complete expression of a neder. And for that reason, he understands that only by Yad Mechiach can we possibly say that one has a complete expression of a neder. Since with what he said, we see a complete neder. That is according to the mandomar, that one needs a Yad Mechiach in order to be considered a Yad. According to the mandomar, we do not need a Yad Mechiach in order to be considered a Yad. Well, one can explain that mandomar in one of two ways. Either one can say that mandomar understands that even though there is no hechacha, but still a mashmos from one's lashon is enough for us to consider as if he said a complete expression of a neder, or one can say no, that according to the mandomar, the yad which is not meichiach is considered a yad, is because that mandomar understands one does not need a complete expression of a neder. As long as we see that his intentions are to make a neder, that itself is enough. In the Rosh before in the Afheim Abbas, the Rosh brings down the following Chiddush from the Re'im. The Rosh explains that the Gemara said before in the Afheim Abbas, that according to Mandomar, the Yad which is not Meichiach is a Yad, then even if one does not say Shani Eichel Lach, even if one just says Shani Eichel, it is still considered a Neder, since Shani Eichel is considered a Yad which is not Meichiach. On the other hand, according to Mandomar, the Yad Shani Meichiach is not a Yad, then one needs to say Shani Eichel Lach. The Rosh explains that Shani Eichel is considered a Yad Shani Meichiach is referring to a case that they are misharvim by Lechel, that someone is trying to convince him to eat. Then we say that Shani Eichel is a Yad She'enei Mechiach, that he means Lach. He is referring to the person who is trying to convince him to eat. But that is only according to the Mandomar, the Yad She'enei Mechiach is considered a Yad. According to the Mandomar, the Yad She'enei Mechiach is not considered a Yad, even though we said Shani Eichel. And we know that he is referring to the person who is trying to convince him to eat, still it is considered a Yad which is not Mechiach. From the Rosh, one clearly sees that there is a Mandomar who understands a Yad Shein Mechiach is considered a Yad, is even if there is no Mashmos from the Lashon itself that he said that he means Lach, still, as long as we know his intentions from that he said Shani Eichel to the person who is being Mesarah by Lachel, that itself is enough for us to consider it as a yad she'enei mechiyach. So from the Rosh one clearly sees that there is a fundamental machlekes between the two mandamrim. The mandamar who understands a yad she'enei mechiyach is a yad, understands that even if there is no mashmos from the Lashon that he said, still it is considered a yad. On the other hand, the other mandamar understands that in order to be considered a yad, one needs a mashmos from the Lashon that one said. And only if there is a mashmos from the Lashon that one said, will we consider the yad as a yad hameichiyach. And for that reason, even though mesarvim b'lechol, saying shani eichol, to the person who is trying to convince him to eat, is considered a yad she'enei mechiyach, and we know what his intentions are, still, according to the mandamer that one needs a yad mechiyach, that is not enough. Since there is no hechacha from the Lashon itself that he said, shani eichol, that he is referring to lach, the only way that we know that he is referring to lach is based on the whole situation that he is saying shani eichol to the person who is trying to convince him to eat. L'chaira, the basis of this machlokes is a fundamental machlokes as far as how to understand the chiddush of yadeis. As we mentioned before in the shir and daf gimel, there are two ways how to understand the chiddush of yadeis. Either we understand that the chiddush of yadeis is that we go and we see as if he said a complete dibur. Is that the chiddush of yadeis? Or do we say that the chiddush of yadeis is different? The chiddush of yadeis is that since he said a yad of a neder, we go and together with his dvarim shebelev, we create a neder. In other words, his neder is not only being created with the words that he said, but rather his neder is being created with the words that he said, b'tziruf his dvarim shebelev. That is the basis of the machloikes between the mandamar that a yad sheni mechiyach is a yad, and the mandamar who understands that a yad sheni mechiyach is not a yad according to the Rosh. The mandamer who understands that a yad sheni mechiyach is a yad understands that even though we cannot go and see as if he said a complete neder, since as far as his lashon is concerned, as far as the dvarim that he said, we do not see a complete neder, but still, b'tziruf the dvarim shebelev, we have the ability to create a neder. Since he said the yad of a neder, we can go and create a neder b'tziruf the dvarim shebelev. One does not need a complete dibur. On the other hand, the other mandamar who says that a yad sheini mechiyach is not considered a yad is because he understands that the chiddush of yadeis nedarim is that we see a complete dibur of neder in a yad of a neder. But that is only if the yad of a neder is muchach from the yad itself that he means to make a neder. Only then can we say that we see a complete dibur of neder in his yad of the neder. But if he said a yad sheini mechiyach, even though we know that he means to make a neder, but still, where is the dibur that one needs in order to create the chalais neder? Now, l'chaira, one can go a step further, that to explain this shaila, as far as the chiddush of yadeis nedarim, is the chiddush of yadeis nedarim, that we say that one can create a neder with his yad, b'tzir of his dvarim shebelev, or we say that the chiddush of yadeis nedarim was that we see a complete dibur of a neder in the yad of a neder that he said, L'chaira, this shaila is dependent upon how to understand what would have been the chesaron if not for the parish of yadeis nedarim. Not for the chiddush atay of yadeis nedarim, why would I have said that a yad of a neder should not work? Is the pshat because there is a chesaron of dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, as the Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Nun, and one needs a yad of a neder, the chiddush of yadeis nedarim, in order that there should not be a problem of dvarim shebelev einam dvarim? Or do we say no? That really there is no chesaron of dvarim shebelev, as the Rashba explains in Kiddushin Daf Nun. That one needs a yad of a neder, that there is a chiddush of yadeis nedarim, and if not for the parsha of yadeis nedarim, a yad of a neder will not work, is only because there is a gzeiras hakosav of bitui sfosayim. That in the parasha of Bitui Sfosayim was Neschadish, that for Nedarim one needs a Dibur. And as far as that parasha Bitui Sfosayim, it was Neschadish that a Yad of a Neder is enough of a Bitui to be considered a Bitui Sfosayim that one needs for the parasha of Nedarim. If there is a problem with Dvarim Shebelev, then the only way to take care of that problem with Dvarim Shebelev is only by having a complete Dibur. And for that reason, there is a man d'Omar who understands that one needs a Yad Meichiach, since only with a Yad Meichiach will we have a complete dibur to take care of the problem of Dvarim Shebalev. On the other hand, the other man d'Omar understands that the only reason why one needs a Yad V'Neder is only in order to be considered a Bitei Sfasayim. Therefore, even if one did not express a complete neder, it can still be considered a Bitei Sfasayim. That is l'chayra, one way with which one can explain the machlokes man d'amrim if one needs Yad Meichiach according to the Shita of the Rosh. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara in Amabes asks the following shayla boira papa, Yesh Yad u'kiddushin oylai, which Rishenim explained to mean that the Gemara shayla is even by Yad Meichiach. Does Yad Meichiach work for kiddushin or not? The Gemara goes on to explain that the Shaila of Yesh Yad u'Kiddushin is referring to a case that he told one Isha Re'at Mekudeshesli, and then he told another Isha Va'at. Do we say that Va'at means Va'at Nami, you should also be Mekudeshes, just like the first Isha, or do we say that Va'at means Va'at Chazoi, and therefore Kiddushin will not be Tefis in the second Isha? The obvious Kasha is that if Rav Papa's Shaila of Yesh Yad u'Kiddushin or not is even by Yad Meichiach, why do the Gemara find it necessary to explain that Va'at can mean Va'at Chazoi? Even if Va'at could not mean Va'at Chazoi, even if Va'at means Va'at Nami, L'chayra is still only a Yad Meichiach. And therefore you have Rav Papa's Shaila if Yad Meichiach is considered a Yad or not. So to answer this kasha, we find a tremendous Machlokes HaRishonim. From the Ran, one sees that the Ran explains our Gemara as follows. That the Chiddush of Yad HaMeichiach, that a Yad HaMeichiach is considered a Yad, in the parasha of Yodeis Nedarim was in Chadash that even though there is another Tzad, still, since it is Muchach like one Tzad, we say that a Yad HaMeichiach is considered a Yad. Had there not been any other Tzad, then we would not need the Chiddush of Yodeis Nedarim. And for that reason, so too by Kiddushin, had there not been another Tzad, that at means ad chazoi, then it will be parshat that yesh yad u'kiddushin. The Rosh on the other hand argues, and the Rosh understands that even without any other tzad, we still need the chiddush of yodeis nedarim, and therefore the shayla of Rav Papa will be a shayla even had there not been any other tzad. That our Gemara found it necessary to explain that va'at could mean va'at chazoi is only because he told the first Isha Re'at Mekudeshesli. Since he told the first Isha Re'at Mekudeshesli, had there not been a tzad, that Va'at means Va'at Chazoi, Va'at itself will be a Lashon Kiddushin Gemurin, and therefore one would not need the Parsha of Yodais in order for the Kiddushin to be Chal. So again, we have a tremendous Machlokes HaRishonim between the Ran and Tosfos. If someone has a Yad, that there is no way to explain the Yad in any other way, do we still need the Chiddush of the Parsha of Yodeis or not? The Ran understands that in such a case, one does not need the Chiddush of the Parsha of Yodeis, even without the Chiddush of the Parsha of Yodeis. Still, it will be Chal. Tosfos on the other hand argues, and Tosfos understands that without the Chiddush of the Parsha of Yodeis, even though there is no other way to explain that he said, still it will not be Chal. That Tosfos understands that without the Chiddush of the Parsha of Yodeis, even though there is no other way to explain that he said, still one needs the Chiddush of the Parsha of Yodeis, is a chayra because Tosfos understands that without the Chiddush of the Parsha of Yodeis, one would need a complete dibur of neder. And even though we know from what he said that his intentions are to make a neder, it would still not be enough. For that reason, one needs the Chiddush of the Parsha of Yodeis, that a Yad of a neder is considered as if he made a neder. On the other hand, the Ran understands that as long as we see from what he said what his intentions are, that itself is enough for the parasha of Nedarim, even without the Chiddush of the parasha of Yodeis. That one needs the Chiddush of the parasha of Yodeis is only because it is not Muchach Lagamri. And since it is not Muchach Lagamri, for that reason we need the Chiddush of the parasha of Yodeis that still it works. And still it is Chal the Neder. The Ran goes on to say that Rav Papa has a Shaila if he is Shad or Kiddushin or not, is a Shaila if he were now Kiddushin b'memotzinu from Nedarim or not. By Nedarim, it was Nischadish, the parish of Yades Nedarim Kinedarim. The Gemara Shaila is if we can learn out from Nedarim to Kiddushin Bememotzinu. The Ran explains that the reason why we would not be able to learn out Kiddushin from Nedarim Bememotzinu is because Nedarim Shaini de Chamiri, da Afilu Dibura Ba'alma Chayli. Ashenken Bekiddushin Shein Tzrichin Eza Maisa Kesef Oishtar Oibia. Since by Nedarim, one does not need any Maisa besides for just a Dibur, for that reason we would have said that Nedarim has a Chumra, that Yodes Nedarim Kenedarim. On the other hand, by Kiddushin, that one needs a Maisa Kiddushin, for that reason we would say that a Yad by Kiddushin is not enough. Luchira, one can explain the Ran, based on that we find by Rabbi Baruch Ber in Kiddushin Siman Aleph Ois Beis. Rabbi Baruch Ber brings down the following Chiddush Rabbi Chaim. The Rambam in Perek Dalim Hilchos Ishas Halacha Beis says if someone was Mekadesh an Isha with a Lashon of Va'at, with a Yad of Kiddushin, the Halacha is she's Safik Mekudeshes. She's Mekudeshes Mi Safik. The Halacha Mishnah asks from our Gemara. Our Gemara asks on her Papa, how can we say there are Papa as a Shaila if Yeshad with Kiddushin or not? From that, their papa told Abaye, Misavar Shmuel Yadayim She'enon Meichichas Havin Yadayim. L'chira, from there we see their papa understands that Yesh Yadu Kiddushin. The Gemara answers, Chada Migoy Chada. Which Rashi explains to mean, their papa means to tell Abaye as follows, that Afilu Im Timtzalimer Di Yesh Yadu Kiddushin. But still, what happened to Yadayim Meichichas? Even if Yesh Yadu Kiddushin, L'chira, one needs Yadayim Eichichais. From that, there a Papa has an Im Tim Tzoloimar, that Im Tim Tzoloimar Yesh Yadu Kiddushin. Still, does one need Yadayim Eichichais or not? L'chira, the Rambam should paskin the Yesh Yadu Kiddushin just like the Rambam paskins Im Tim Tzoloimar is all over Shas. Wherever the Gemara says Im Tim Tzoloimar, the Rambam says the Halacha is like that Im Tim Tzoloimar. If so, over here, that there is an Im Tim Tzoloimar that Yesh Yadu Kiddushin, the Rambam Shepaskin Yesh Yadu Kiddushin. That is the kasha that the Lacha Mishnah asks on the Rambam. Reb Chaim answers the kasha as follows, that there are two possible shailas if Yesh Yadu Kiddushin or not. First of all, there is a shaila as far as the lashon of Kiddushin that one needs. If Yesh Yadu Kiddushin, is it considered that he said a lashon of Kiddushin or not? That is one possible shaila if Yesh Yadu Kiddushin or not. And then there is another shaila, as far as his kavana is concerned. Did he have kavana for Kiddushin or not? And therefore, Reb Chaim goes on to say that even though there is an imtim tzoloimer in our Gemara that Yesh Yadu Kiddushin, that is only as far as the Lashon Kiddushin is concerned, that we consider it as if he said a Lashon Shel Kiddushin. But as far as the other shaila, if he had kavana for Kiddushin or not, if his intentions were to mekadesh the Isha or not, that remains a suffix. And therefore, if we cannot be mevarer if they had kavana for Kiddushin or not, the Isha will remain a suffix mekudeshes. But that the Isha is a suffix mekudeshes is not because we do not know if the Lashon that was used was a Lashon Kiddushin or not. As far as the Lashon is concerned, then we say that the Lashon was a Vade Lashon Kiddushin, since our Gemara has an imtim to lema the Yeshadu Kiddushin. But rather that the Isha is a Safek Mikudeshes is because we are not sure what the intentions of the Baal are. Are the Baal's intentions to Mekadesh the Isha or not? Based on the Chiddush of Reb Chaim, one can explain the Ran as follows. That the Gemara said not to learn out Kiddushin from Nedarim, since Kiddushin needs a Maisa, is because we say that by Nedarim, that are only dependent upon Dibur, then we say that as long as he said a Lashon of a Neder, since there is a parasha of Yodes Nedarim Kenedarim, for that reason the Neder is considered a Neder. And even if we are not sure what his intentions are, still, since he said a Dibur of a Neder, a Dibur of a Neder creates a Neder. On the other hand, Kiddushin, which is dependent upon a Maisa Kiddushin, and one needs the Dibur to express his das, if his das is for a Kiddushin or not. For that reason, we can now learn out that a Yad by Kiddushin works just like Yadis work by Nedarim. Since even though a Yad of a Neder is Keneder, that is only because one has a Lashon of a Neder. And since one has a Lashon of a Neder, that is enough to create a Chalais Neder. And for that reason, our Gemara has a Safek if by Kiddushin we say Yeisha the Kiddushin or not. That is a Chayra. One can explain that the Ran says that our Gemara is a Tzad that we cannot learn out Kiddushin from Nedarim. But this is only according to the Ran Rashitase, who understands that our Gemara Shaila is based on that even Va'at, which is a Yad Meichiach, is not Meichiach Lagamri. And there is another way to explain Va'at. That Va'at means Va'at Chazoi. For that reason, we are not clear what the intentions of the Baal are. But if one is to understand like Tesvis, there are Papa Shailas even by Yad, which is Muchach Lagamri, and still a Papa has a Shaila if Yeisha the Kedushin or not. From Tesvis, one sees that the Shaila of our Gemara is not a Shaila as far as the intentions of the Baal are concerned. As far as intentions of the Baal, even if we know that the Baal's intentions are for Kiddushin, still the Gemara has a Shaila. Tesis explains the Gemara Shaila differently from the Ran. Tesis explains that the Gemara Shaila of Yeshad with Kiddushin or not is not because the Gemara is a tzad that we were now at Kiddushin from the Dharm with a Memotzinu, but rather Tesis explains that a Papa Sad of Yeshad with Kiddushin is because Kiddushin is similar to Hektish, since by Kiddushin he is Asar Lo Akuei Alma Kehektish. He is making the Isha Asar Akuei Alma just like Hektish. For that reason, the Gemara has a tzad that just like by Hektish there is Alach of Yeshad Hektish, so too by Kiddushin there should be Alach of Yeshad Kiddushin. And similarly, we find in the Rosh. Just the Rosh explains that instead of learning out Kiddushin from Hektish directly, we would learn out Kiddushin from Nedarim. Just like Nedarim. The way Nedarim work is through Atfasa, that someone is matvis, a specific object, in another object which is considered a dover another. So too by Kiddushin, he is also a kuyalma just like Hektish. He's being matvis in this Isha and Isser like Hektish. That the Isha should be considered like Hektish. And therefore a pup has a tzad, that we should learn out Kiddushin from Nedarim. Now as far as the Iker Shail of a pup, if Yeisha the Kiddushin or not, we find that Achrenim ask the following kasha: why is it necessary to have the parasha of Yodes in order for the Kiddushin to be chal, even without the chiddush of the parasha of Yodes Kiddushin should be chal, since there is an umdina demuchach that he wants to be mekadesher? This kasha of Achrenim is based on hanocha that every yad which is muchach is considered an umdina demuchach, and just like umdina demuchach works, because it is considered Dvorim Shebeliba Yebelev Kol Adam, and for that reason there is no chesaron of Dvorim Shebelev Einim Dvorim, so too a Yad which is Muchach is considered Dvorim Shebeliba Yebelev Kol Adam. But as is Mashma in the Rashba and Kedushin Daf Nun, the Rashba is Mashma that even a Yad which is Muchach is not considered Dvorim Shebeliba Yebelev Kol Adam, and therefore there would still be a chesaron of Dvorim Shebelev Einim Dvorim, if not for the chiddush of the parasha of Yodes. But again, that is only if one explains our Gemara according to the Shita of the Ran, who understands that had the Yad been muchach lagamri, one would not need the chiddush of the parasha of Yodes. And then Rapapa would not have a shaila if yeish yad the kiddushin or not. Rapapa's shaila of yeish yad the kiddushin or not is only by va'at, which one can explain va'at to mean va'at chazoi. If one is to understand like the Shita of Tesvis, there are Papa Shailas even by a Yad which is Muchach Lagamri, and still a Papa has a Shaila of Yeshad the Kiddushin or not, according to Tesvis, one can ask the Achrenim's Kasha, who needs the Chiddush of Yodis for Kiddushin, or Chayon Umdin or the Muchach should be enough, since there is no Chesaron of Dvorim Shebelev Einim Dvorim, since it is considered Dvorim Shebeliba Yobelev Kol Adam with a Yad that he said, since the Yah that he said is Muchach Lagamri. In the Teres Gittin in Samakov Mamalev Sif Samachvav, we find that the Teres Gittin says the following Chiddush to answer this Kasha. The Teres Gittin says from our Sugya it is Muchach, that an Umdina de Muchach does not help for Kiddushin. For Kiddushin, one needs Dibur. One needs an actual Lashon Shel Kiddushin in order for the Kiddushin to be Chal. And for that reason, our Gemara has a Shailah of Yeshad for Kiddushin or not. Because only if Yeshad the Kiddushin will the Yad be considered like Dibur, which one needs in order for the Kedushin to be Chal? Well, according to the Teres Gittin, one has to understand that we find in the Gemara Kedushin of Vav Med Aleph, that Asukim Ba'isai Inyan works for Kedushin. And even if he does not say Hareat Mekudashesli at the time of Nesinas HaKesef, at the time of the Maisa Kedushin, still the Kedushin is Chal, since they are Asukim Ba'isai Inyan. Well, where is the Dibur of Kedushin? And even though one has an Umdin of the Muchach that he wants to be Mekadesh Esisha, but according to the Teres Gittin, an Umdin of the Muchach is not enough. One needs an actual Dibur of Kedushin in order for the Kedushin to be Chal. So according to the Teres Gittin, one has to say that Asukim Ba'isai Inyan works is only if he said a Lashon Kedushin before the Asukim Ba'isai Inyan, which is the Mashmos of Rashi and Kedushin Daf Vav Amud Aleph. And only if he originally said a Lashon Kedushin Mamish and then they were Asukim Ba'isai Inyan, only then do we say that even though at the time of the actual Ma'isai Kedushin there was no Dibur of Kedushin, but she is still Mekudeshes because of the Lashon Kedushin that he said before the Asukim Ba'isai Inyan. And since they continue being Asukim Ba'isai Inyan, therefore we see a continuation of that Lashon Kedushin. We see as if the Lashon Kedushin that he said originally was said at the time of the Ma'isai Kedushin. That is how the Teres Gittin explains the Shaila of Rapapa, even though the Teres Gittin understands that every Yad which is Muchach is considered an Umdin of the Muchach, and therefore is considered Dvarim Shebeliba Yebelev Ko'adam, which does not have a Chesaron of Dvarim Shebelev. For that reason, the Teres Gittin goes on to say that the Shaila of Rapapa is only as far as Kedushin is concerned. As far as all other Kinyonim, there will not be a Shaila if Yesh Yad with Kinyon or not. Since by Kinyon, one does not need a Lashon of Kinyon, all one needs is that it should not be considered Dvarim Shebelev. For that reason, a Yad v'Kinyan would help, since a Yad itself is considered Dvarim Shebeliba Yebelev Kodam, which does not have the Chesaron of Dvarim Shebelev. In the Meiri, on the other end, we find that the Meiri says the opposite. The Meiri says, the Shaila of our Gemara, the Shaila of our Papa, is only as far as Kedushin is concerned. As far as all other Kinyanim are concerned, then it is Pasha to a Papa that ain't Yad v'Kinyan. And a Yad would not help. L'chira, one can explain the Meiri in one of two ways. That the Meiri understands that for Kinyan, a Yad l'Kinyan will not help is either because the Meiri is chilak on the Teres Gittin's Hanacha and understands that a Yad which is Muchach is not considered Dvarim Shebeliva Yobelev Ko'adam, and therefore a Yad which is Muchach will still have the Chesaron of Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. That our Gemara is a tzad, that Yesh Yad v'Kiddushin is only because we weren't out Kiddushin from Nedarim. On the other hand, Kinyonim, which are not weren't out from Nedarim, for that reason the Halach is Ein Yad v'Kinyonim, and therefore one has a Chesaron of Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. That is one way how one can explain the Meiri. Another way with which one can explain the Meiri is based on that we find in the Meiri and Kiddushin of Hema base, that from the Meiri is Mashma, that even by Kinyonim there is a Din Amira, there is a Din Dibur. And therefore, since there is a Din Dibur, for that reason we will need the Chiddush of the Parsha of Yodais even as far as Kinyonim is concerned. And since we cannot learn out Kinyonim from Nedarim, for that reason the Meiri says that as far as Kinyonim are concerned, it is Pashat, that a Yad does not help by Kinyonim. So again, getting back to the Teres Gittin answers the Kasha and explains Rav Papa Shaila by saying that by Kiddushin there is a Din Dibur. And since there is a Din Dibur, for that reason Rav Papa has a Shaila of Yesh Yad of Kiddushin or not. This Chiddush of the Teres Gittin, that there is a Din Dibur of Kiddushin, so too is Mefurish and the Ritva and Kiddushin Daf Memala from a base. And so too is Mefurish and the Afla that Avne Miluim brings down in Simen Chav Zayins of Katan Tes. But on the other hand, the Avne Miluim seemingly is chilek on this Chiddush, and the Avne Miluim proves from that Asukim Ba'isai Inyan works for Kiddushin, that one does not need Dibur for Kiddushin. Even without Dibur, Kiddushin will be chal, as long as there is no Chesaron of Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. So again, according to Avne Miluim's Havana, one has to understand what is the Pshat and Rapapa Shaila of Yesha the Kiddushin or not. Who needs the Chiddush of Yodais in order for the Kiddushin to be chal? So to answer this kasha, if one is to understand that Kedushin does not need Dibur, we find The Reb Ochber brings down the following pshat from Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim answered this kasha by saying that from here one sees that from a lashon shel kiddushin we do not make an umdana. Reb Ochber goes and explains Reb Chaim as follows, that by kiddushin that one needs the das of the baal is not the same halacha of that one needs one's das by all other kinyonim. By all other kinyonim, the reason why one needs das is in order for the chalais kinyon to be chal. In order for the chalais kinyon to be chal, the kinyon has to be na'asa midas ha-meicher v'halekeach. On the other hand, by kiddushin, that one needs the das of the baal is in order for the ma'isa kiddushin to be considered a ma'isa kiddushin. As long as there is no das, there is no ma'isa kiddushin whatsoever. And so too, Reb Ochber says, is muchach nateres gittin and simon kuf mamalaf and inu b'kiveiger. And for that reason, Reb Ochber goes on to say that in our Gemara, even though the yad is a yad hamechiach, which again is considered as if one has dvorim shabuiba yabalev kol adam, that we know that his das is himakadesh this isha. But since his intention was himakadesh the isha with the dibur that he said, and not with the umdana, not with what we see from his dibur, but his das was himakadesh the isha with the dibur itself, for that reason one needs the chiddush of the parsha of Yodis. If not for the chiddush of the parsha of Yodis, even though we have an umdana, and we know what his das is, but still, his intentions were to mekadesh the isha with the dibur that he said, and now with the umdana that we see from his dibur. And since das is a chiluk of the ma'isa kiddushin, he was trying to mekadesh the isha with a different type of a ma'isa kiddushin, with a ma'isa kiddushin with dibur, and now with a ma'isa kiddushin with an umdana. And for that reason, one needs the chiddush of the parsha of Yodis in order for us to say that his dibur was a dibur of kiddushin, and therefore he did the ma'isa kiddushin that he was intending to do. That is how Reb Ochber answers the kasha and explains the chiddush of Reb Chaim. L'chira, one can explain Reb Chaim differently based on that we find by Reb Shimon and Simon Vav. Reb Shimon argues on the nocha of the Teiros Gittin and understands that there is no halacha of amira by kiddushin. Reb Shimon explains that there a pup has a shayla of yesha de kiddushin or not, is because that we say that an umdino de muchach works by kiddushin is only if there is an umdino de muchach from the ma'isa kiddushin itself. If there is no umdino de muchach from the ma'isa kiddushin itself, and the whole umdino de muchach is only muchach from what he said, that will still have a chesaron of dvorim shebalev einam dvorim. Only if there's an umdino de muchach in the ma'isa itself, do we say that this ma'isa is a ma'isa kiddushin, since we see the ma'isa as a ma'isa kiddushin. But if the whole umdino de muchach is from what he said, such an umdino de muchach would still have a chesaron of dvorim shebalev einam dvorim. And therefore one will need the parsha of Yodes in order that there should not be a chesaron of dvarim shebalei veinam dvarim. That is how Reb Shimon explains the shayla of Reb Papa, and l'chira so to one can explain the kavona of Reb Chaim. So again, we have four basic mahalchim as far as how to answer the achrinim's kasha, that who needs the chiddush of Yodes as far as kedushin is concerned. One mahalach is to argue on the hohanocha of the kasha, and to say that by yad, even by yad which is meichiach, is not considered an umdana demuchach, is not considered dvorim shabuiba yubalev kol adam. Since there is another tzad, there is another way how to explain the yad, which as we said before is the mashmos of the Rashba and Kiddush and Dafnon, and so to Ucher is mashma and the Meiri. The second mahalach is the mahalach of the Teiros Gittin, who is mechadesh that one needs an actual dibur for the Kiddush to be chal. And an umdana de muchach does not help for kiddushin, and for that reason, Reb Papa has a shayla of yesha de kiddushin or not, because only if there is a parasha of yodes by kiddushin will it be considered as if one has a dibur for kiddushin. Reb Ochber and Reb Shimon, on the other hand, argue, and so to Ochir is a shita of davn miluim, and they understand that there is no halacha of dibur by kiddushin, and umdana de muchach helps for kiddushin. Reb Ochber answers the kasha by saying that even though an umdana de muchach helps for kiddushin, but since the das habal was himekadesh her with a dibur and not with an umdana, for that reason one needs the chiddush of yodes to be considered as if one has a dibur. Reb Shimon, on the other hand, answers the kasha by saying that an umdina de muchach only helps if there is an umdina de muchach from the maisa itself. An umdina de muchach from dibur does not help, and therefore one will still have the chesaron of dvarim shebalev einam dvarim. The Rishonim ask the following kasha in our Gemara. What is the pshat? The papa has a shayla if he shad the kedushin or not. V'chayr on the Gemara before one clearly sees that as far as gittin are concerned, it is pashat the yeshad v'gittin. The whole machlokes between a behudin and a rabbanon is as far as a yad she'enei mechiach. If a yad she'enei mechiach works or not, but a yad which is mechiach l'kulei alma works for gittin. So what is the pshat that as far as kedushin or a papa has a shayla? Tosfos answers the kasha by saying as follows, that as far as gittin is concerned, one does not need the chiddush of yadeis. Even without the chiddush of yadeis, the geirishin will be a geirishin. That the Gemara refers to machlekes of Yehudin or Rabbanon before as yadeis is only a lashon mushal. But really, one does not need the chiddush of yadeis in order for the geirishin to be a geirishin. L'chayra pshat in Tosfos is that Tosfos understands that only as far as Kiddushin do we need the Chiddush of Yadeis, since by Kiddushin one needs a Dibur of Kiddushin, and therefore one needs the Chiddush of Yadeis in order to be considered a Dibur for Kiddushin. On the other hand, by Gittin, Tosfos understands that by Gittin there is no Halacha of Dibur. There is no Halacha that one needs a Lashon Shel Geirushin to say a Lashon Shel Geirushin in order for the Geirushin to be Chal. As long as one has an umdina de muchach, that is the das habal, that itself is enough for the geirishin to be chal. And so too is mavur in the Sefer Atzei Arozim and Evan Ezer Simen Chav Zayin Siv Katan Vav, that even though, as far as Asukim Baisayinian is concerned, there is a machlekes between a Behuda and Rabbanon if Asukim Baisayinian works for Kedushin or not, but as far as geirishin are concerned, the Atzei Arozim is medayik and the Rambam and Ochas geirishin, that Asukim Baisei Inyan will help a Kulei Alma. Well, Chayr the Pshat is that the reason why Behuda holds Asukim Baisei Inyan does not help is because the Behuda understands that since one needs a Lashon Shel Kiddushin, a Dibur of Kiddushin, for that reason Asukim Baisei Inyan is not considered a Dibur. Even though from Asukim Baisei Inyan we know what his Machshav is and we know what his Das is, but still, for Kiddushin one needs more than Das, one needs an actual Dibur. On the other end, as far as Geirishin, that all one needs is that there should not be a chesaron of dvarim shebalev. For that reason, asukim b'isayinyan, even according to Behuda, will work by Geirishin. That our Gemara before says that just like there is machlekes of Behuda and Rabbanan as far as Geirishin is concerned, if one needs a yad which is mechiach or not, and the Gemara says that so too they argue as far as nedarim. If a yad which is not mechiach works for nedarim or not, the Gemara is comparing the shayla if a mashmos is enough to be considered muchach or one needs more than a mashmos, just like we explained in our shir before on daf hey.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.